From the United America Network, this is Varsity Vibes, your roundup of prep sports action and the voices from prep athletics all across Riverside County with Luke Lamont. Now, here's Luke.
The winter season has come and gone for sectional games. Riverside County saw a few teams competing last week for CIF titles, so let's check in on how those teams fared. First up, we have girls basketball, a hot topic for us over the last few weeks on the show, and Murrieta Valley was the lone representative of the county against St. Margaret's in CIF championship games for girls basketball. However, the great but anticipated run of the Nighthawks would fall just shy of their ultimate goal. A 57-41 defeat on the doorstep of being champions will not finalize but certainly sting on their season. They will head to the state tournament now as they qualified for Division III. The record after the sectional stage is 20-12 overall in the season, impressive win record. A team that is an outstanding 11-1 at home, really impressive homestand. And they went 9-1 overall in league play to capture the Southwestern League title, averaging 51 points per game throughout the entire season stretch. They fall shy of that title game with that loss to St. Margaret's. Now jumping over to boys basketball. Well, not a title appearance, but it seems we must mention the Roosevelt Mustangs. They were one of the best teams in state history just last year, and they fell all the way from the open bracket down to Division II this year. They made quite the run all the way to the semifinals before falling to the eventual champions of that Division II bracket, Bishop Amont, 65-51 in that semifinal game for that final score to end the Mustang season, but still a fantastic run from them, a team that won the open division last year. Now, falling just one division to Division III, the Murrieta Mesa Rams had punched their ticket to the final dance versus Eliseo Niguel after double-digit wins all the way up until the semifinals versus Warren, where they won 63-56. And that championship game, the Rams, they would win the CIF title 65-58 to become your 2026 Division III CIF Southern Section boys basketball champions, heading off the state with some hardware. A 23-10 record, over 2,100 points scored on the season, a 9-1 Southwestern League championship, and a rank of 40th in the state. An impressive season. Congratulations to those Murrieta Mesa Rams on their first ever boys basketball CIF title. In Division 4, another situation where it isn't a title, but a phenomenal run from the Norte Vista Braves, making it all the way to the semifinal round. An 18-14 team punching their ticket to the state tournament after two wins that combined for 3 points total in a margin of their favorite versus Downey and Moore Park, a 1-point and a 2-point win in that order. A 7-point win versus Cathedral, then a narrow loss 69-62 versus Tribuco Hills to end things off. A great run, and they find themselves playing basketball into the month of March. A great feat for team ranked number 249 in the state to punch their ticket into that next tournament. Yet another semifinal in the playoffs now. Division 6, Moreno Valley powered through their first opening games. Low scoring to reach the semis, where Laguna Hills would send them packing 62-51. The team stays alive after making the Final Four, yet to face double-digit losses as well. 21-9 record on this team. They could be one to watch out for in the state playoffs. A little bit sneaky with how good their record is overall. Although Sunbelt champions, they will need to shake off a disappointing defeat in those sectional playoffs. In the open division, the top bracket, Corona Centennial would fall in pool play to Redondo Union 69-57. The 18th ranked team would then fall 59-56 to Notre Dame in Sherman Oaks to end things off with a 26-7 record and a Big 8 championship, 5-0 in the league play for the Big 8 championship as well. Now, let's shift to girls soccer, our second to last sport being soccer overall. The Roosevelt Mustangs would fall into Division 1 this year and start with a 5-2 win, then back-to-back penalty kick wins to advance to the semifinals. Some really intense playoff matchups there. They would then defeat Notre Dame Sherman Oaks 4-1 to advance to the CIF title game. A matchup versus Newport Harbor, the Mustangs would go on to win the CIF title 1-0. And secure Riverside County's second winter sports CIF title of the year. The team finished ranked 5th in the state after finishing 2nd in league behind Santiago. We'll get to those Sharks later on. And a 24-6 record will shine in gold after the Mustangs capture a second straight Girls Soccer CIF Southern Section title. Congratulations to those Mustangs. Now, we'll go all the way down to Division 4. San Jacinto went on quite the postseason run. Wins versus Polytechnic, Catella, Patriot, and Arcadia punched their ticket to the CIF championship game versus Immaculate Heart. However, the Pandas would stand tall over the Tigers this time. A penalty kick, 0-0 win for Immaculate Heart, and a heartbreak for San Jacinto. However, the number 106 ranked team has a lot to hang their hats on. A fantastic season and a postseason run, as well as a 7-1 Mountain Pass League title after a 13-4-6 season to cap things off. Things stayed busy for Riverside County in Division 5. Coachella Valley made their way to a CIF title matchup versus the upstart school from Oxnard, Del Sol. While underdog Cinderella story of a new school winning a CIF gold sounds great, that story would not happen in this case. Coachella Valley would come out on top to win CIF title number 3 on the year for Riverside County for the winter sports. And their first ever as a school. Congratulations on the amazing feat and season down in Coachella Valley. An unreal 17-1-2 record and an 8-0-1 Desert Valley League title as well. All the gold is coming home with Coachella Valley this year. Now, in the open division, we said we'd get back to the Sharks. Here they are. They would fall to eventual champion Santa Margarita in the opening games of the brackets. The Sharks finished 32nd with a 17-3-4 overall record and an 8-1-1 Big 8 title to cap off their season. Now, our final boys soccer recap. There is nothing to say in terms of playoff success, surprisingly. Zero teams reached the semifinal rounds of any of the tournaments. An overall shock and disappointing end to the boys soccer season in Riverside County. It is on to 2027 for boys soccer all across Riverside. Now, our final sport is water polo. Splashing in the pool, girls water polo in Division 2. The semifinalists that made it, Murrieta Valley, making a playoff run until they were stopped by Santa Barbara 8-6 in a close match. The Nighthawks finished 28th ranked and 21-9 with an 8-0 undefeated Southwestern League title in hopes of state playoff competition in the future. Chaparral would appear in the Division 3 semifinal round versus Glendora and would be blown out 15-4, finishing 84th ranked to end their season 12-9 overall. Surprise playoff run for them that fell short just in the end for the Pumas. Another semifinalist in Division 4 with Beaumont making an appearance. A shootout matchup was sure would be their downfall, 15-11. That one was a crazy close game. A lot of high scoring in that one. They played a lot of games this year, did Beaumont. 17-14-1 overall record and a ranking of 112 to cap things off. That's a grueling season. They did a great job making it that far into the semifinal rounds. And with that, that is the finale for winter sports. Three CIF titles and a handful of great playoff runs to follow will cap off the 2025-26 winter season for Riverside County. We'll check in on some state tournaments, but the main shift is now going to be over to spring sports the next time you tune in. Boys volleyball and baseball are already underway, and there will be plenty to say about that. So please join us next time here on Varsity Vibes, brought to you by the United America Network.
Varsity Vibes with Luke Lamont is presented by the United America Network. Based in Riverside County, California, UAN is your home team for respecting the American way and countering the spread of misinformation. This is what democracy sounds and looks like.